And you are listening to the Texas Standard. When we talk about losses associated with COVID-19, the first that come to mind are the people, of course. Around 54,000 Texans have died. With that in mind, it can seem indelicate to talk about other losses, but there are those too. Among them, losses that will likely affect present, perhaps future generations of Texans. Waco-based economist Ray Perryman is president and CEO of the Perryman Group. His latest report is titled Masked: The Hidden and Preventable Losses to the Texas Economy Associated with Inadequate Protective Measures for COVID-19. Ray, welcome to the Texas Standard and thanks for your time.
Thanks, David. My pleasure.
That report title says a lot, including that, as you see it, there's been inadequate response to the pandemic. How did you determine that? On what were your basics of measure?
Well, basically, as you said, there's a lot of losses taking place that are very real and very human, and those are the things we all need to focus on. But we started looking at it to say, in this recent spate here, what's happening in terms of the people who are getting sick unnecessarily and the lack of protection, people trying to deal with trying to get their kids back in school and what that's doing in terms of their work environments, those kinds of things, and say, what is this doing to the economy? Just a few basic measures we could take, not to shut anything down or do anything like that, but just to try to help get better control of things, allow some protective measures in the schools, allow some protective measures in the workplace, and mm-hmm. things of that nature.
How did you determine what was an unnecessary death? Because there are a lot of people who see every death here as unnecessary, right? I mean, without COVID-19.
Well, certainly. That's absolutely the case. I mean, in a perfect world, we would have never had this virus or certainly could have minimized or eliminated a great number of them. There's no question about that. And what I really was focusing on here was the unnecessary and preventable losses to the economy that result from that. Part of that's from the death, and obviously that causes some long-term losses from that perspective economically, but also just from the standpoint of someone who can't manage getting their kids to school and getting to work right now, or someone who's afraid to send their kids to school because of the safety issues, you know, the kinds of things that we can prevent at this point in time just through some basic measures. We can prevent some of the death and some of the illness and some of the infection if we can, you know, have better mask policies, more things to encourage vaccinations, that sort of thing. But but even within all of that, putting all that aside, just the sheer mechanics and inefficiency mm-hmm. that brings to the economy has its own cost. And we didn't want this to frame the debate, but we thought it should be a part of the debate, something for people to consider as they're looking at all the other issues. And some people are more motivated by the economic issue than they are the human mm-hmm. issues. But just to try to give a broader perspective for everyone to see.
Give us an example of the ripple effects of, say, that parent who has to take care of the kids and can't go to work. What is that loss of one person not going back to work? How can you calculate that?
Well, we can look at it on an annualized basis and see, you know, and it obviously varies a lot by industry. If it's someone working in a tech job, that's very different than someone working, you know, maybe in a restaurant job or something in terms of the dollars. But on average, across the economy in Texas, every time a worker can't come to work, that brings losses to the employer on an annual basis of about $63,000. And when you let that spin through the whole economy, the productivity effects, the ongoing effects, the consumption effects, all those other things, it gets up to around $180,000. So even a single worker,
wow,
it does make a noticeable difference.
Which industries appear to have been hit hardest?
Well, the industries that have been hit hardest throughout this have been the hospitality industry, the travel, hotels, airlines, restaurants, those kinds of groups, where you have face-to-face contact and interaction with a lot of people. And unfortunately for all of us, many of those are small businesses that don't have the capital to withstand months of reduced revenue and that sort of thing. It's been a real detriment to issues like, for example, minority entrepreneurship. A lot of that takes place in those industries, and they've had a really hard time. So there's ripple effects in addition to the obvious tremendous human effects this has caused in the last year and a half. There's ripple effects throughout the economy.
In these projections that you're making in terms of economic impact, are you looking back or are you looking forward? In other words, is there still time to prevent the economic loss that you're projecting or no?
Well, certainly there is. I mean, basically, if we can make the schools safer for kids to go to school, more parents can return to work. If we can make the workplace safer, more people will return to work. If we can get more people vaccinated, we'll have fewer variants and consequently can stem this spread and minimize both the human and the economic losses. It was designed, again, to inform the process and try to provide one more piece of information to supplement everything else for people to consider as they look at what are the best policies for our state forward and things of that nature.
Ray, just being blunt about it, if we assume the status quo doesn't change, right, is there a raw round number that one can say these were economic losses we didn't have to sustain?
Well, you know, again, if you go back all the way to the beginning and we'd had better policies from day one, obviously, we could have prevented, the estimates are for the medical folks a huge percentage of 60-70% of the deaths and that sort of thing could have been prevented. That would ripple into billions and billions of dollars on an ongoing basis for many, many generations to come, because this has effects that go on for quite some time. As we go forward right now, I mean, every person we can get back to work, every person we can get back to school, and every person we can prevent from spreading this disease further and allowing more variants to spread, is going to have a positive effects on the economy. Again, our overall estimate right now is roughly around $13.4 billion in Texas on an annualized basis from what we're seeing right now. But we could eliminate much or all of that with some better policies.
Economist Ray Perryman is president and CEO of the Perryman Group in Waco. Ray, thanks again.
My pleasure. Thank you.